Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to talk about worry. Yeah, you heard me correctly. I said worry. Because according to all of the articles I've been looking at this morning, Americans are kind of stressed out. Americans are going through something right now that's not sitting well with them. And I'm not talking about the people in Washington, D.C., doing all the crazy stuff that they're doing right now, trying to get their last digs in on a president or trying to change the direction this country is going to go in. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the fact that we as Americans tend to live very stressful lives. And that stress, man, it can hit you square in the teeth like a baseball bat swinging at full speed. That didn't paint a very pretty picture, did it? Well, neither does stress, and neither does worry. But, you know, here's an article from the New York Times, and it's strictly titled, Americans are among the most stressed people in the world. ABC News. They said 15 top issues that have Americans worried. CNBC, 25% of Americans say they worry about money all the time. Here's another one. American stress, worry, and anger intensified. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. You can do your own Google search or however you search and see what's going on out there. And the reason I bring this up is the reality that even though I used to worry about all of that stuff, I used to get stressed out about all kinds of things. I don't do that anymore. Now, do things upset me from time to time? Yes, things do upset me from time to time. Do I agree with everything that is going on in Washington, D.C.? Not by a long shot. You know, my personal opinion is that I think the people in Washington do what the people in Washington want to do. I think that as politicians, I think they're most interested in what is in their best interest. And that's just the way I see it. I'm not trying to be a doomsayer. I just think that people get focused on what's important for themselves. And they go down these paths that help them achieve whatever power or fortune or whatever they want in life. But unfortunately, the rest of us, you know, the 300 and some odd million of us out here in America, we have a tendency to watch that stuff. And whether you agree with it or disagree with it, whether you agree with the direction the country's going or you disagree with it, it's immaterial. You can only deal with the things that you can deal with. You can't fix Washington. I mean, you can do the right thing and you can contact your elected officials and you can give them your opinion about what you think right looks like. And to be honest with you, I encourage you to do that. That's part of how this government's supposed to work. But sometimes I wonder if they actually read the messages. Sometimes I wonder if the elected officials actually see what you sent them, or if it just winds up in a big pile that some staffer looks at, they kind of summarize, and then they kind of pass the information on. I'll tell you what, this country is going to move forward. It's going to happen. We will move forward into this year. And you can be stressed out, or you cannot be stressed out. The choice is really yours. Now, the reason I bring up all this doom and gloom about stress and worry is because at one point in my life, I was usually very stressed out about stuff. I mean, when you're in the military and you're doing the business of the military, there's a fast pace. There's a high operational tempo. And you're constantly doing things to position yourself and your units to be ready to go do the job that they would do if indeed you have to go do that job. And of course, when I was serving, we were deep in the thick of things overseas. And we were sending unit after unit after unit and soldier after soldier after soldier into harm's way to go do the things that were necessary. And you know what? Some of us in the military, we got a little burned out, you know, because that operational tempo has a tendency to kind of wear you down. Now in life, the life that you're leading right now, you've got stress. You worry about things. If you don't, you're not human. I'll just say that. And I know what those things are because I have felt those things. But ironically, I got a message yesterday from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. And this gentleman and his wife, their names are Jerry and Sharon, are very successful with investing in real estate. And both of them came out of very fast-paced lives in corporate America. And they found out about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, and they were intrigued. They thought, you know what? I would love to get off this corporate roller coaster and do something for myself. And they did that several years ago. They have built a huge portfolio of real estate assets. And what they did for me was they sent me just a little thing through the email. You know, it's just one of those little things that somebody just kind of copies and pastes, I think. I don't know where it came from. But they were talking about the things that they just don't worry about anymore. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you this list. You're going to want to hear this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy who used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about stress and worry and those things that we as human beings have a tendency to deal with. And I'll tell you what, I don't absolutely know what you do for a living, but I'm fairly confident that whatever it is, there's probably some level of stress and maybe some level of worry that it brings to your life. Now, if you're like me, when I was dealing with massive amounts of stress, I just kind of sucked it up. And my attitude was suck it up, drive on. Yeah, just keep going, keep pushing through it. But the problem with doing that, it's like putting pressure into a balloon. And that balloon is going to expand and stress and expand and stress some more and expand and stress some more. Either until it can hold all of the pressure, or it explodes, or maybe the pressure's released some other way. I got an email from Jerry and Sharon. Now, they're Lifestyles Unlimited members. They've been very successful investing in the multifamily space. They spend a lot of their time helping others come up through the ranks, so to speak. What I mean by that is we have a culture at Lifestyles Unlimited where we help other people. And Jerry and Sharon are no different. They help a lot of people because they're trying to help people change their lives. They're trying to help people understand that investing in real estate can create a completely different lifestyle for you. Not only can it get you to the point of retirement, but when you achieve retirement and you regain control of your life, and by the way, you gave up control of your life when you decided to go into the workplace and work for somebody else. You did. And even if you're self-employed, depending on how you're self-employed, are you really working for yourself or are you working for your customers or your clients? I don't know. It's a question you got to answer for yourself because I don't know what it's like to walk 100 miles in your shoes. I really don't. But I've walked 100 miles in my shoes. Heck, I've walked a whole lot more than 100 miles in my shoes. And when I look back on my life, I realize that some of the issues that I've had in life are directly related to stress. And when I got this email from Jerry and Sharon, it just kind of made me sit back. And I had to look at the message that they sent a couple of times, because the first time I looked at it, I was like, okay, these are just, you know, quick talking points. It's all nice. But when I looked at it a second time, I realized that what they were sharing with me was something that I had accomplished in my life. Now, if I went back 10 years, the information that they sent to me would still absolutely be driving me bananas. But today, now that I've achieved a position of retirement in my life, I've regained control over my life. I am working on buying assets that are helping me to financially change my life. And I'm focusing on my lifestyle. This email kind of reinforced in my mind that, you know what? I have gotten to where I was trying to get to. So let me just share with you what this email says. It's very short. It's very simple. It just says this. It says, there are things we just don't worry about anymore. And they listed six things. Retirement. I don't worry about retirement anymore. I've got a game plan that's working for me. Same with Jerry and Sharon. I absolutely know that their game plan is working for them. Pay raises. Yeah. I'm not worried about a pay raise. I'm really not worried about a pay raise. I'm not worried about hoping that my boss sees me in a favorable light so that maybe I could be considered for a pay raise. Now, in the military, the way the pay raises come about, they come in two forms. They come in the form of timelines. In other words, when you serve a certain amount of time, you get bumped up on the pay charts just for longevity. You also get bumped up on the pay charts when you receive a promotion. And ironically, in the promotion, they'll put you into the position. They'll give you all the responsibility. They'll tell you to go out and do the job, and the promotion may come along on the back end, or it may not, just the way the military is. Yeah, weird stuff. Here's another thing they had on their list. It said, being late for work. I'll tell you, when I worked for a municipality after I left the government to work for another government, ironically, huh? I used to get pretty stressed out over my ability to get to work on time. And what I mean by that is this. There were variables between my front doorstep and the front doorstep of where I worked. And it was called traffic. And on any given day, traffic would be different. I mean, I could leave my house at the same time every day during a week, heck, during a month, And my arrival time would be different for every one of those days, just based on how traffic was, because I couldn't control that. It used to drive me bananas because I don't like being late for stuff. I don't. I mean, that's something that was beat into me in the military. You don't be late. You show up 15 minutes early. So, you know, that's what I would try to do. Here's another thing that they had on the list. Performance reviews. Man, don't those stress you out? I mean, they used to stress me out in the military. They did, because those performance reviews were a major element of what boards would use to rank order you based on your ability to perform at the next level. Performance reviews. I'm sure if where you work has performance reviews, it probably stresses you out too. Now, they listed promotions on here. I already talked about promotions a little bit. But yeah, you know, trying to get that promotion, hoping you're going to get that promotion, thinking you're going to get that promotion, and only to find out somebody else got it. And then when you look at who got it, you go, why did they get it? What's going on around here? Adds more stress. And the final thing they had on their list was recessions, which is kind of interesting because that's kind of diametrically opposed to the other five things. I mean, the other five things kind of deal with you as an individual going through your working life. But then they added recessions. And we'll talk about why when we come back.
Dell Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So Jerry and Sharon sent me an email, and it really just got me thinking. It got me thinking about how much stress I used to deal with in my life. It also got me thinking about how that stress transitioned into worry. And it used to weigh on me. It used to weigh on me a lot, you know, and I was one of those guys that would, I'd just kind of stuff it away in the back of my mind. And it's not healthy. It's not healthy to deal with stress that way, but that's the way I dealt with it. That's the way I coped with it. But when I looked at the list that they sent me, I realized that at one point in my life, the things that were on this list were absolutely stressing me out. They were worrying me to a certain degree. And now that I'm in a different place in my life, where I'm effectively retired and working on my lifestyle, the things that they listed, not a problem. So you're probably wondering, okay, what's on the list? All right, let me just read it to you. There are things we just don't worry about anymore. Retirement, pay raises, being late for work, performance reviews, promotions, and recessions. And the fact that I was able to fix my retirement issues, I was able to restructure my financial life to where I have passive income coming in that is meeting or exceeding my ordinary expenses in life, created a situation in my life where I don't have to work anymore. Now, I choose to work because I absolutely love what I'm doing. I love the opportunity to share my thoughts with you about something that is going to be very beneficial to you should you decide that it makes sense for you to pursue. I don't worry about pay raises. I don't worry about being late for work. I don't worry about performance reviews. I don't worry about promotions. And to be honest with you, I don't worry about recessions. Now, back in the old days, you know, when recessions hit, that usually meant a couple of bad things were going to happen. Things like the stock market was going to go down. Boom, fall like a hot knife through butter. You may be in a position at work where they decide, you know what, that cost center is not actually performing the way it's supposed to perform, and therefore maybe we need to eliminate it and all the jobs that go with it, and you just might happen to have one of those jobs. So you have layoffs. You have devaluation of the stock market. And there's other things. I'm not going to go into all the stuff that happens in a recession. But when you're a real estate investor and you invest correctly into assets, you're not worried about a recession, because if a recession does hit and values of property go down, if you have purchased the properties correctly, if you are operating the properties correctly, if you have the right people in your properties renting from you, and you're doing that correctly, a recession really doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, let's say you had a house, let's just go with easy numbers, house worth $100,000. Okay, recession hits. Say the recession impacts on 10% of the value. So now the house is only worth $90,000. So now, you know, some people will say, well, look at that. You lost 10% of value. You lost $10,000 in value. Okay, if I choose to sell the property. But there's no reason to sell the property if it's operating correctly and providing you the income streams that you need in order to pay the associated expenses with that property. And in turn, the leftover residuals are your passive income. So what? So the property went down a little bit in value. It doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, for somebody that invests in real estate, that devaluation of the overall market is actually a benefit to somebody like me, because it gives me an additional assets that are on sale. That's just the way it is. The other thing I don't worry about if a recession were to hit is whether or not I lose my job. I don't rely on the income from my job. I use the income that I do receive to buy more assets, because I've achieved a place in my life where I don't worry about my living expenses. They're covered. It's a good feeling. But it's not a feeling I had, say, 10 years ago when I was still in the military. If the military had boarded me for separation, and the military has a tendency to do that, and it's not because you did anything wrong. It's because the needs of the military change over time. And maybe they don't need as many particular types of soldiers or particular ranks of soldiers. Maybe the military is, you know, being told by the government to reduce its size, its footprint. Those are reasons why the military boards people out. What if that had happened to me? What if I didn't get to that point of 20 years of active service so that I could earn a pension? Which, by the way, I do earn. But that pension doesn't cover all of my living expenses. It just doesn't do that. It helps. But when I tried living off of it, when I did retire from the military, I didn't go so well. So what Jerry and Sharon are really trying to share with you is that you can get to a point in your life where you don't worry about retirement, you don't worry about pay raises, you don't worry about being late for work, you don't worry about performance reviews, you don't worry about promotions, and you certainly don't worry about recessions, let alone any of the other stuff, job-related, that you probably worry about. I tell you, it takes a lot of pressure off of you. It really does. And it's a good feeling to be in that situation where you're in control again. I mean, think back in your life. When was the last time you were really in control? I mean, really in control. Was it in high school? Were you in control in high school? I don't know. You know, you still had to go to school, right? They told you when to be there, what classes to take. Maybe you had some input on that. But the teachers told you what you were going to study. They assigned the homework, yada, yada, yada. They were in control of your life. And because you're a minor at that time, your parents still have some responsibility in that equation. So were you really in control? I don't know. How about college? Hey, you're legal and adult now, right? I mean, we all know the crazy things that tend to happen in college. But were you really in control of your life in college? Or was it just an extension of high school without, you know, mom and dad being there daily because maybe you were away at college? So you're living in the dorm or the frat house. Maybe you had a little more control, but were you really in control? Think about it. Hey, we come back from the break. I'm going to share with you what the Mayo Clinic says about stress.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So as we went to break, I was just asking you, when's the last time you really felt like you were in control? I mean, you are absolutely in control of your life, of your situation, of the things that you deal with on a daily basis. When's the last time you were really in control? I think the answer is it's been a while, or maybe you've never really been in control, or when you were in control, maybe it was a brief period of time because maybe you were able to take 2 weeks of vacation and you're able to just kind of unwind, and it takes time to unwind. I remember going to Hawaii with my wife and my kids when they were younger, and I was still in the military. So we decided we were going to take a long overdue vacation. I think we went out there for like 10 or 12 days, something like that. And I remember being there day one on the island, and I had still not decompressed. I had not decompressed from all the stress that I was dealing with. I mean, as a matter of fact, in my mind, I was going to maintain all the communications and things that I was responsible for while I was on vacation. Finally, my boss chimed in on one of the emails and said, "Hey, man, turn the phone off. Go relax. Go recharge, because we need you back." So in my particular situation, I was in control of my life on that vacation. But when it came time to get on that plane and fly back to the mainland, my control was slipping away even further. And I was going right back to where I was at. And I'm guessing that You deal with similar experiences in your life. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, when you'd make the decision to change the path that you're on, when you make the decision that what you're doing now isn't getting you to where you think you're going to get to, you put yourself in a position to regain some of that control over your life. Now, you don't have to go to like full-blown control overnight. But when you learn how to invest in real estate and you learn how to do it correctly, and house by house or apartment community by apartment community, you start to regain that control over your life because you have passive income coming in that is helping you to meet your needs and your obligations. And as you continue to build that portfolio, and it doesn't happen overnight. I am not here telling you this is going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. It's going to take some time. You have to get educated. You have to find a mentor. You have to surround yourself with like-minded individuals, peers. You have to find great members of your team. It takes a little time to do some of that stuff, especially if you're like, you know, working crazy hours. But you can make a decision to start the process so that you can get to a place like Jerry and Sharon got to, a place that I got to. Heck, our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, he started Lifestyles Unlimited 30 years ago, and he did it for a variety of reasons. But one of the interesting reasons was the fact that he had retired himself at the age, I think he was like 32, and all of his friends were still working jobs. And he realized that he was going to be very lonely because he had nobody to play with, nobody to hang out with, nobody to go do stuff with. Because all of his buddies were working for a living. And that created some of the motivation to create Lifestyles Unlimited. And we have not lost sight of that objective. We exist specifically to provide education and mentoring services to people that want to change the path that they're on. And it works. Now, we're not going to spoon feed you. We don't do that. But we're going to give you everything you need to be successful, to include encouragement. And then when you get that first asset acquired and it's changing your life financially, and then you get that second asset, and then you get that third one, and next thing you know, it snowballs, and you've got money coming in that's meeting or exceeding your ordinary expenses. You've effectively retired yourself. You decide whether you go to back to work. You are in control. And that may be a foreign feeling to you. But let me give you some more ideas as to why I think it's important for you to regain control. See, the Mayo Clinic, they published a study, and they were talking about stress and the effects of stress on your body and your behavior. And they made an interesting point in this article I'm reading. It says, you know, you may think illness is to blame for that irritating headache, your frequent insomnia, or your decreased productivity at work, but stress may actually be the cause. That's what they said. And then they go on to break down the common effects of stress on you. And they look at three different areas of you. They say the effects of stress on your body, your physical body, are things like headaches, muscle tension or pain, chest pain, fatigue, change in sex drive, upset stomach, and sleep problems. I mean, that's just on your physical body. And then with regards to your mood, which is, you know, that's more or less, you know, your mental health, stress can affect you by creating anxiety, restlessness, lack of motivation or focus, feeling overwhelmed, irritability, or even anger, sadness, or depression. Yeah, and they don't stop there. Then they talk about your behavior, how you act as a person and interact with other persons. They say that stress can cause you to overeat or undereat. It can cause you to have angry outbursts, maybe drug or alcohol misuse or abuse. Maybe it causes you to use tobacco or other smokable products. Maybe it causes you to withdraw socially. And, you know, it can keep you from exercising, which is probably the one thing you should be doing while you're dealing with stress, because at least it does some positive things for your body. I think that's why they have us exercise so much in the military, because the business of the military is a very stressful job in many, many cases. So, I mean, if you're experiencing any of those things, and I'm not a doctor, I'm not sitting here trying to diagnose you or anything like that, but I want to share with you some of the things that could be impacting you, that could be preventing you from being the person that you ultimately want to be. And it's okay to make an informed decision to say, you know what? Today it stops. Today, I'm going to do things a little differently. Today, I'm going to look into real estate investing, and I'm going to see whether or not it makes sense for me. Because it may not make sense for you. It may not. Not everybody on this planet is geared to be a real estate investor. But you just might be. And you just might find out that it has the ability to create that change in your life so that you can regain control of your life, so that you can get to that place that Jerry and Sharon are at, where they don't worry about retirement, pay raises, being late for work, performance reviews, promotions, or recessions, or anything else like that. I think you need to check us out. I think you need to go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That URL, again, is freeworkshoplivestream.com. I think you need to sign up for one of our free workshops. And I think you need to be informed as to what Lifestyles Unlimited can do for you to help you change the path that you're on. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.